Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
All this week, I am talking with Dr. Catherine Ramsland. Dr. Catherine Ramsland, as you may know if you're a follower of true crime, wrote the book on Dennis Rader, the BTK killer, his autobiography, in fact. She spent many years communicating back and forth with Dennis, gaining an insight unlike anyone else into the mind of one of the most notorious serial killers alive today. This week, we're going in to her mind to learn about the experiences that she had while working with Dennis Rader at that time and all the way up to today, trying to better understand the mind of a killer. Join me all this week for parts 1 through 5 of my conversation with Dr. Catherine Ramsland right here on the podcast. He obviously continued on with more crimes. How did he gain the confidence to continue? Was it the fact that time had passed and he had not been caught, and that just kind of slowly built the confidence crime by crime?
Yeah, it sure was confidence as much as compulsion.
Okay.
He didn't get caught, so that felt better. But he killed only 3 months later. It wasn't a very long time to pass. He didn't get caught. Nothing in the news suggested he had been seen, that they had a suspect or anything like that. And so then he thought, if he's more careful about the next person he's going to choose, then he minimizes his chances of being caught again. And so he scoped out a house where there was a young woman who lived alone and no dogs. So he watched her routines, so he figured out when she'd be there, when she wouldn't. And so he's a lot more careful with the second incident. But he did break into the house. He did wait for her, but she came home with her brother. So once again, he's made a pretty huge mistake.
Yeah.
And he put them in 2 different rooms, tied her up, but he struggled with the brother. Went to grab, he had 2 guns with them. The brother went to grab, Kevin was the brother. He went to grab one of the guns, and Rader really thought he was going to get shot and killed. In this particular house, he did shoot Kevin and shot him in the head, but Kevin nevertheless, and thought he was dead, went back to the other room and heard Kevin run out. Kevin was able to get up and run out, even though he was shot. And so now Rader is realizing, oh my God, now we have a witness and I have very little time, but still he stayed.
Yeah.
And he didn't shoot her. He stabbed her. Because he had read about it in a magazine, that this is how some other killer had done it. And so it was an experiment. And he didn't like it. He didn't like stabbing somebody. It was horrible from his perspective. She was still alive when the police came.
Yeah.
You know, but he had a plan. I think this is where he had a bag of groceries that he had stashed somewhere, and he could pick it up and look like he was just in the neighborhood shopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
If somebody were to stop and ask, he would look like just an innocent resident getting something from the grocery store.
In Wichita, I spent about 10 years there working at a radio station called KFDI, the big news radio station. Was there right after he was sentenced. And what I learned when living in Wichita is almost everyone has some sort of a connective BTK story, whether it's themselves, their aunt, their mom, their sister, their brother. There's always somebody who has some degree of separation from what they suspect may have been an interaction with Dennis Rader. Many stories of, well, I came home and the back door was open and it was at the time of when he was striking. And nothing happened, but a lot of people wonder, you know, could have been a victim. I know he had that longer list. Did he talk about going out and scaring people or doing missions of just trying to see what the situation would be like going into people's homes, not with the intention to kill that day, but to basically do recognizance on a home?
Oh, he did do that. Now, I'll just say this. I get a lot of emails from people who are sure he tried to pick them up,
sure,
or he came in their house, or and they described things that didn't happen, at least from he wasn't in that neighborhood, or he wasn't there that day, or that was not his MO.
Sure.
You know, so I do get, because everybody wants to think that was the only person who was out there doing this, and
sure,
he wasn't by any means the only person doing these kinds of things. But yes, he would go into houses to check them out. He was actually a security system person. He would go into people's homes and install their security systems. Mm-hmm. So he did know layouts. He did know how security systems worked. If he identified a potential victim doing that, he would know how to set it up so he could let himself in. So he did do a few where he then did not go back, but certainly had ideas about possibilities.
How did he talk about how he managed to balance home and murder life, if you will, home and work life?
He has a great metaphor, actually.
Yeah.
You know, psychologists call this compartmentalization, which is a long word that isn't really as vivid as Rader's idea. He calls it cubing.
Okay.
And by that, he means that they take a cube and on each side is an identity. So Boy Scout, volunteer, good husband, serial killer, thief, good father, church president, you know, things like that. So if you think of each of the sides of the cube as being one of those identities, he could turn whatever side he needed, depending on the circumstances, and flip, you know, make quick pivots to another one if needed. So he could be a good neighbor, but then he spots one of his neighbors, which didn't happen, that he thought would make a good victim, and bang. Turn it back around, he's the serial killer now. But turn that back around, he's the good father when his daughter gets scared that a woman in her neighborhood had been killed.
Yeah.
Right? So it's all the sides are one person, but they're not visible to him when he's got one side turned out. Right? So
sure.
I think that's a really interesting notion. He called them life frames, and that he can switch in and out of any given life frame, depending on the circumstances. And that would only be achievable if you do not have any commitment to integrity or truth. And someone who's a narcissist, especially a psychopathic type of narcissist, doesn't. Their commitment is to themselves and to what they want. So they will use anything they need to get there. And if what they want is to live a supposedly normal life, while also being able to kill, they'll develop their life to accommodate both.
Sure. Was there ever any time that he spoke of prior to his arrest for those many decades that he was concerned that maybe a family member may have been on to him or suspicious in any way, shape, or form of his activities?
He he was afraid a couple of times that his wife, like once he was writing a postcard to, because he played this cat and mouse game with the media where he'd send things.
Sure, sure.
And once his wife caught him spelling something, she said, "You spell your words like that BTK guy." And he quickly covered and said, "Well, we probably went to the same schools with the same kinds of exercises and whatnot."
Yeah, yeah.
And there were a couple other things where, you know, but the thing is, let me just say on her behalf and on behalf of all families of these guys everywhere, no one is thinking the guy I live with is a serial killer, or my son or my daughter. They're not thinking that. They will see almost everything in the most benign possible way. So it's easy to say, well, okay, that makes sense. Or, well, you know, you were out last night and this murder happened. Oh, okay. You were at the library. Okay. That's typically what people will do.
Sure.
They will not immediately go, well, wait a minute, you were gone and a murder happened, so you must be the murderer. Because that would make them automatically unsafe to think that.
Sure.
So, yeah, people noticed a couple of odd things that that made him sweat, but nobody really thought too much about it. And I think that's what you're going to find in one case after another of those serial killers who have families and have jobs and have obligations, is it's very easy for people around them to not see how, you know, how evil they are, how duplicitous they are, how manipulative they are. Because for the most part, we're not thinking that about other people.
Did he ever actively try to condition his family in one way, shape, or form to help hide who he was? That's something I've been wondering about a bit with the recent Rex Heuermann arrest. Makes me wonder how much was going on with this family that slowly, insidiously, he got them thinking one way to hide his tracks where otherwise they may look a little more evident.
Well, it's not just family, it's friends. It's
sure.
a coworker. I mean, that's what a person who's living a double life, and whether it's a serial killer or someone just having an affair, a person living a double life is actively deceiving people on a regular basis to keep them from being suspicious. And since Rader wasn't killing anywhere, except for in one instance, he wasn't killing where his family might say, well, wow, you knew that person, or you were last seen with that person. It wasn't anything like that. So why would they think anything?
There's more to come in my conversation with Dr. Catherine Ramsland about the BTK killer, Dennis Rader. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our 5-part series here on the podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.